Welcome to The Impact Factor, how to get noticed, motivate millions, and make a difference in a noisy world.
Ken MacArthur, what can I say about Ken MacArthur other than Ken has become a good friend?
You know a great person when you meet him, and I just want to tell you, he's a great man.
He has amassed a number of experts to speak to you.
Ken is one of those guys that as soon as you meet him, he just draws you in, almost like a grandfather with a chocolate bar and you're a little kid.
And then Ken's also like the mother bird that he pushes you out of the nest even when you think you're not ready to fly, and you actually do fly. So thank you, Ken, for pushing me out of the nest.
All you have to do is just do a Google search on Ken MacArthur, and you can see the amazing reputation this man has.
Hey folks, Ken MacArthur here. James Hong and Jim Young come up with a simple concept. Post a picture to a website for other people to rate. They register the domain amihotornot.com. They code the website in a few days with some simple parameters. Real people, not swimsuit models. Users can't see the poll results until they vote. There's always another photo to judge. James goes out and emails 42 friends because 42 is apparently the answer to life, the universe, and everything, according to Douglas Adams in The Ultimate Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. James rollerblades over to an office park where a call center happens to be located, and he talks to a guy in the parking lot. Seen the site yet? And they get over 37,000 visitors in a single day. Now, it takes half a minute for each page to load, and by day two, they get 100,000 unique visitors. There's a little problem. The estimated bandwidth costs for a year would be $150,000. Now, while they're thinking about how to solve their bandwidth problems, Salon.com picks up on the story, followed by New York Times and The Guardian. The Salon refuses to hold the story despite their bandwidth problems, so they hide the server under a desk at Berkeley and tap into the school's internet connection. Berkeley wasn't too happy, but luckily Rackspace was wanting to go public, and so they agreed to host the site for the publicity. On day 8, the site is fielding 1.8 million page views per day, and in 2008, the site sells for $20 million to Avid Life Media. But there was nothing inherently viral about hotornot.com. It was simply compelling enough to induce people to spread the word. Here's a better way to work.
Hi, it's Charlie Seymour Jr. of thevideomarketingguys.com, and you're listening to Ken MacArthur's podcast, The Impact Factor. Now listen closely to this guy. He's someone who can aim you in the right direction, give you the path, push you toward your goal. He's all about impact. You want to pay attention to him. He's also a great connector. Ken MacArthur, The Impact Factor.
So what's a better way? It's called the viral loop. Customer first sees your app, tries it, decides they like it enough to invite their friends, creates an invitation, looks up the addresses and sends, a friend gets the invitation, and the friend decides to take a look. Now, Andrew Chin, who has helped many startups create massive amounts of visitors and advertising income, says this critical insight is worth a lot of money, and the few people who understand it are all doing their own companies. It's all about viral expansion loops. A viral expansion loop is a recurring phenomenon which is created when visitors, simply through the act of using a product or service, get other users to use that product or service. For instance, all of these companies are powered by viral expansion loops. Hotmail, eBay, PayPal, YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, list goes on. Remember the Blair Witch Project? Andy Jenkins was involved in that project. It was called the best viral campaign in movie history, before Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, MySpace, and even Friendster. It was the first of the fake real movies, and it had a budget of plus or minus about $20,000. They built a website that backed the claims. They spread rumors via message boards. big bucks, big traction. Or the best job in the world. Queensland, Australia needed to attract more tourists, so they did a simple posting in a newspaper in 15 countries that advertised the best job in the world. People were simply instructed to send a 1-minute video explaining why they deserved the position, and if they got the job, they got a $100,000 salary. That job generated $100 million in media coverage. 34,684 video applicants from 197 countries. 55 million page views. 9,000 plus people booked trips to the island from the online campaign from the UK, Ireland, and the Nordic countries alone. Visitors to the island rose 20%. This is what viral marketing can do for you. Now there's 8 types of virility. Inherent virility, a person gets no value from the product unless other people use it as well. This is kind of the golden child. Now seeding, which means getting the first people on board, is very hard because of Metcalfe's law. Metcalfe's law states that the power of a network increases with the number of users within that network. And in this situation, there's very low value for the first users of the product because there are not very many people in the network. However, the growth after the seeding period, usually through word of mouth, can be explosive. This is how Skype came to be what it is. There's collaboration virility. A person will benefit from using the product individually. However, they can get additional value from collaborating with other people. Dropbox is a classic example of this. This works very well if the value that you get out of collaborating with other people is very high. There's communication virility. The product's used to communicate with other people, some of which are potential users, and by riding on this communication channel, usually something like email, the product is being spread. An example is the sent from my iPhone or iPad signature at the bottom of every email you send from your iPhone or iPad. Incentivize virility, offering an incentive to spread the word. For instance, the Gilt Group will give you $25 credit for each person that you refer. Dropbox will give extra space to both you and your invitees' Dropbox accounts. Cash incentives may not be scalable in most cases, but if you can make it work economically, it can be very effective. Embeddable virility. That's the ability to take a piece of content, embed it anywhere on the web with a link back to the original website. And this kind of approach has worked tremendously well for companies like YouTube and SlideShare. There's signature virility. Users that are using your own product either embed one of the features in their own website or refer people to a hosted page to use a specific feature. In both cases, when this feature is displayed to other people, it also includes a powered by signature at the bottom, which then becomes a lead generation machine. Survey products such as SurveyMonkey are well known for this hosted survey approach. Social virility leverages existing social networks to spread the word about their product. Typically, you sign up for the product with a social network ID, maybe your Facebook ID, and then using the product, you broadcast to your social graph the fact that you're using it. It goes through the channels. Zynga exploded on Facebook because every time you fed your goat, all your friends knew about it. Finally, there's word-of-mouth virility. Pure word-of-mouth happens when people are spreading the word about a product just because they enjoyed it, it's free, or they think it's cool. While this is very hard to quantify, there are 2 things you can do to support that kind of virility. First, build something that's really awesome that people really love, like Evernote, for instance. Second, make it special and give people something to talk about. Now here's the math behind the virility. Don't panic, I'll make it easy for you. There's some key variables you need to know. First one is the number of customers. That's the initial set of customers that you've got at the beginning. The second is the number of invitations that you send out. How many people do you send out invitations to your customers? And then conversion percentage, which is the percentage of invites that convert into actual customers. You also need to know about the viral coefficient. The viral coefficient is the number of invites times the conversion. Now, the viral coefficient turns out to be a very important variable because it equals the number of new customers that each customer is able to successfully invite. Here's an example. Let's say you've got 5 customers to start with. You send out 10 invitations and the conversion is 20%. That means that the viral coefficient is 2. So if you were to look at a table of new customers added to this cycle, you would see you start out with 5, go through the cycle once and you get 15, go through the cycle twice, you get 35, go through the cycle 3 times, you get 75, 4 times, 155, 5 times, 315. That's your total number of customers that you end up with. But what you find is that there's a big sensitivity to the K factor. If your viral coefficient, K, is 0.5, go through a few cycles and you'll see that the new customers added to this cycle equals 0. So your growth taps out very, very quickly. If the viral coefficient is 0.9, then it takes a little bit longer, but it still caps out. If the viral coefficient is 1, it stalls at 5 customers added each cycle. But if the viral coefficient is 2, you can have tremendous growth in a very short period of time. So within 12 cycles, you could be up to 20,000 plus people. The viral coefficient must be greater than 1 to have viral growth. Viral growth is a compounding phenomenon, and increasing the viral coefficient has a big impact on the rate of growth. So let's take an example. YouTube versus Tableau. Now, both of these websites started around the same time, but YouTube's growth massively outstripped Tableau's. Tableau's viral loop went something like this. The user discovered Tableau. They wait till they take some photos. They upload the photos. They share those photos, so they invite other people. Some portion of those think, this is great, I want to use this myself. They wait until they take some photos, and then they upload. And then the cycle continues. Here's YouTube's viral loop. User discovers YouTube, sees some hilariously funny content, decides to share with friends. Friends see the hilarious content, decide to share that with their friends. See the much shorter kind of a loop? Well, here's a more sophisticated formula. So this is customers, but it adds the time and the cycle time factor. Shortening the cycle time has a far bigger effect than changing the viral coefficient. No wonder YouTube was explosive. If you take a look, you can see that if the viral loop time is 1 day, growth is massive. If it's 2 days, still pretty good, but not so much. 5 days, a heck of a lot less. 10, 20, 50 days. In 50 days, you're only getting up to 16 customers versus billions. Lesson learned. Reducing the viral loop cycle time was by far and away the greatest effect on viral growth. Now here's the basics. Figure out what your viral hook is. Create the content or product or service. Do the initial seeding. Use communication networks to spread it. Refresh and reseed. So something has to be very compelling that the user wants to share. Here's some things of value. Applications or educational content or data or things that are worth something, you know, discounts or coupons. Something entertaining, humor, games, news, inherently viral services like email, Skype, those kinds of things. Why do the people share? Well, it could be humorous, it could be amazing, it could be emotional, it could make you think. Uncommon things really get your attention, things that are drama-filled or things that are cute. But virility is really driven by physiological arousal. High arousal, positive, things like awe, are the most likely to be shared. High arousal, negative, like anger or anxiety, are less likely to be shared. Low arousal, deactivating, like sadness, not so much likely to be shared. The most viral apps are those that require sharing to work properly. Initial seeding is really important. The bigger your initial seeding, the better. You need to identify influencers. You need to identify the reach and the influence of those particular people. Clout, social metrics, and other services are emerging to help you find those people. You need to develop the right relationship, listen, strategize, engage, and measure. And in a lot of cases, you need to do paid seeding, paid search, other tools. You need to spread that message through the communication channels. And in the early days, this was email. Now, social networks have turbocharged sharing. What you want is the lowest possible effort for the person that's doing the sharing. Google search, both paid and organic, creates new seeding. New blog posts cause your existing readers to re-invite. Farmville, etc., you know, they continue to invite by regular posts to your wall. Keep it simple and fast. So the customer first sees your app, tries it, decides if they like enough to bite their friends, creates an invitation, looks up addresses and sends. The friend gets the invitation, friend decides to take a look. Get inside your customer's head. Look at their concerns. Maybe they hate to be sold to. They find it offensive to get their name and email. They don't want to get spam emails. They're worried that email address will be given to some other marketer. So there's motivations. I want to solve my problem. Recommendation from a friend. Education. Data information reports. Entertainment. Free stuff. Meeting other people like me that have insights to share. Here's another strategy. Offer a reward both to the user and their friend. It overcomes the feeling of being sleazy and it can lead to much higher success rates. Maximize the number of invitations that users send. Leverage tools that provide easy reach to their friends like Twitter and Facebook, post to their news stream, LinkedIn. Automate the access to their address book. You need to look for ways to automate the invitation process so that there's no thinking required. It just happens. The viral loop is an important funnel, so you need to design each step carefully, simplify, and eliminate manual steps. Three crucial elements to a viral loop. The number of invitations accepted, the viral conversion rate, the cycle time. Viral cycle in time of days as opposed to hours can literally mean the difference between thousands of visitors and millions. The important question is, how fast will your viral expansion loop cycle? But remember, there's limits to the market. Your population will cap out depending on what the available market is. Growth is not unlimited. Best business model? Virally acquired visitors are free, so you keep the cost of customer acquisition down, monetization high. Be sure and subscribe to this broadcast on iTunes. Download the recording, stuff it in your file of learning materials, and let's make an impact together.
This is my first introduction to Ken, and I have to say I think he's an absolutely phenomenal individual. He has felt like he has held my hand, even though he really hasn't, to try and help me move forward in my projects that I'm working on. His caring demeanor is absolutely astonishing.
I would like to highly recommend that you check out Ken MacArthur and anything that he has to offer. Ken has given me some awesome advice. In fact, I consider Ken a legend in the internet marketing arena. And I go to him anytime I'm about to launch a new product or if I need marketing advice or strategic advice, I go to Ken first because I know that his advice is gold. It's pure gold. So make sure that you pick up anything that Ken has to offer. Get to an event of his. You're going to learn a ton from this man. Highly recommended.
And I just want to say that if you ever have a chance to meet Ken MacArthur in person, you have to take that chance. Just drop whatever you're doing, take time off from work, and just go to whatever event he is hosting because it's just an incredible experience.
The latest and greatest information is always available at kenmacarthur.com.